This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, you heard that right from Chris Villar. 360 in the month of May? 81. Javi Baez, the moment last night. We'll be playing that highlight later this hour for you guys again. We can't play it enough. Dan Dickerson's call of the walk-off last night, a two-homer night for Javi Baez. John, we're talking breakout candidates for the Lions because they're talking about breakout candidates. The coaching staff came out and said, J-Mo, breakout year incoming. Weren't shy about it. That's from the new offensive coordinator. John, we talked about some breakout candidates. I'll read some text, but you have one that is already established but could get to a completely different level.
And I'll get to that in a moment because I want to talk a little bit about the guy that you mentioned, Levi Onwuzurike, as a breakout candidate. Last year, you could have said it was a breakout just simply because he was healthy for the vast majority of that season. And, I mean, he was obviously much more productive last year than he had been since he was drafted out of Washington. If he is able, with a healthy Aiden Hutchinson playing next to DJ Reader, he's going to get opportunity. This is a one-year prove it, get to that next contract. He is well aware of what this year means for him and his future earning potential. If he has a big year and he's going to have all that opportunity because Aleem McNeil is not going to be back until sometime late October, November, maybe Thanksgiving, he's going to have all that opportunity to show why he could be a not just solid defensive tackle in this lead, but a guy that could get a much better contract, maybe not here, but somewhere. He's playing for a major contract upgrade going into next year. And I think if you look at, you know, his pass rush win rate, you look at how he takes on double teams, he's going to be singled up a lot because a lot of attention is going to be on the guy that I think could be a breakout candidate. And that's Aiden Hutchinson.
So you got to show your work on it because it feels like the guy's already established, but there's another level here.
Well, so 11 and a half sacks is the most that he's had in any single season. Now, I know he was on pace to outdo that last year, but
he didn't.
He didn't. And he only played five games. So it's still there for him to tap into what he can be. We haven't seen it. And it was limited last season. We were all excited about what we saw through five games. And then it was abruptly ended. If he is able to go out there and I'll just say have greater than 15 sacks, push for 17 or 18,
yeah,
to be sack king of the NFL for a year, and we expect it would continue past that, but to have that opportunity to up his game, stay healthy, be productive as a pass rusher, that only helps, you know, Levi Onwuzurike. It only helps everybody else on that defensive line to have quote-unquote breakout years for them.
Yeah, we're taking some liberties with breakout, but there's levels to this game, right? If J-Mo can break out after already having 1,000 yards, it suggests that there's even more there. And with Aiden, nobody disputes there's even more there. So this could be the year he's the sack king and cements himself as the defensive player of the year, and it's a different kind of breakout. Ticket texters saying it must be Terrion Arnold this upcoming season. Use that first round pick on him. He gave him all the experience. It's got to pay off. Agree with John. He's the breakout, but my dark horse would be another guy in that room, Ennis Rakestraw.
Yeah, and for him, I mean, even follow the same lines as Levi Onwuzurike. Just stay healthy for an entire season. Now, it's only one year. right? He was a rookie last year, and he was banged up most of the season. So, yeah, can he – what did he do last year while he was out? Was he tuned in? Was he paying attention to all of the things that Tyrion Arnold was going through? Last year, Carlton Davis. Like, how much did he sit there and learn the passing attacks in the NFL?
Yeah. This guy's speaking your language, Scott and Tecumseh. He says, mahogany. Won't show up in the stat sheet, but I believe Hank Fraley unlocks a monster playing the guard spot this season.
I'm really excited about what we could see. I'm excited about what we saw in just a few brief moments last year.
Campbell signed Ray in Windsor.
Jack.
Yeah, Dan Campbell breakout season incoming, baby. Yeah, yeah. Wait till you see the four tight end package where he slips in there in uniform. What else? Jack Campbell, 120 tackles, greatly improved against the run and pass. I'm expecting a Pro Bowl season. Breakout players, Levi and Christian Mahogany. If those two can ball out, it's going to be a fun year up front. Mike in a car. And how about a breakout year for the coordinators, Morton and Shepard? Both need to break out so this team doesn't take a step backwards.
Yeah, and there'll be some growing pains early on. But if J-Mo is everything that John Morton is talking about and everybody else stays relatively consistent, then yeah, I mean, it should be very few weeks before they hit full stride.
Speaking of how they start the season, We got the schedule leak. This is Jordan Schultz from Fox Sports. So if it's wrong, blame Jordan Schultz and not me or John or this radio station. But I think everybody's running with this, that the Lions will open the season in Green Bay against the Packers. Not who you wanted. What do you think of it?
I love it. I mean, it's kind of following the trend that the NFL is setting for that opening weekend. We saw Philly and Dallas. So if it's going to be divisional matchups, I'm not a huge fan of divisional matchups that early in the season, but hey, let's roll with it. And here's the other thing. It's Lambeau in September.
Yeah.
Not Lambeau in December or even November. And I played there the week after 9/11. And okay, Washington, different environment than we play here, but as we know, this is the dome. So it's going to be warm and 70 degrees every time they play at home. That was the coldest game I had played that year. And that was in September. So it can still be a little bit chilly, but it's not at all like it would be in late October, November, or December, or even that if they were to end at Green Bay in early January.
And they've done that, but preference would be to not do that.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's we know that Jared Goff, okay, he's gone and played in bad weather and, put all those ghosts to bed, but those ghosts always seem to come back up. And so I would much rather play in Green Bay early in the season.
So when the schedule starts to get leaked and you hear Eagles-Cowboys, that was the first leak. Mm-hmm. It set the stage for a lot of division matchups week one. I think a lot of people were looking forward to the Bears. Ben Johnson or the Vikings, right? Tom thinks it could be a Thanksgiving matchup with JJ McCarthy, but the Packers, the Lions have owned the Green Bay Packers, and it'd be a great tone setter to go in, get that road game out of the way at Lambeau. Mm-hmm. We were digging this up. Dan Campbell has owned this division.
Yeah.
17-3 his last 20 games in the division. Yeah. That sets you up for a really good season. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you could start right out of the gate with the Green Bay Packers. That's believed to be game number one. I like it. That's the same thought you had. Avoid playing them late in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not that I'm afraid of it, just preference.
There's going to be other opportunities. We could be playing in Baltimore in December or late in the season. You could be playing in Kansas City. It gets cold there. So
I do want to see one of those two teams at the end of the year. Kind of like we had Buffalo this season. It didn't work out well, but it was an evaluation game. If you're playing outdoors at Baltimore or Kansas City against one of these MVP caliber quarterbacks.
Measuring stick.
And if you lose, well, the mulligan is there. Now you got to clean things up and get ready for the postseason. If you win, it's the wind in your sails as you get ready to make a deep run this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun. The mock schedule, like, how are we doing on that? What was the opener that you had?
Oh, I had the Rams.
Rams. So
I'm
right.
Not going to be perfect. Like my pick at week two, though, now even more with hosting the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. The Lions are not in primetime, so way more likely week two to be a primetime candidate.
And a home game.
Get an AFC game out of the way because they're not going to want to blow, the NFC games, especially division. I would be stunned if it's another divisional game.
Can I tell you the thing I'm
most... Yeah, I don't think they would start with two division games.
Rare, but can I tell you the thing I'm most curious for tonight?
Sure.
It's not who they play on Thanksgiving. It's not when the Monday night games, because they'll get a Monday night. It's not who they play on Sunday night. It's not even the Eagle game and when that is slotted.
Oh.
I want to know when the bye is. And I want a later bye.
It's because you're scarred from last year's injuries.
I think we all kind of are, right? Yeah. And regardless, they're not going to have 24 injuries, right? Knock on wood. It's the idea that you can collect yourself late in the season, because it's a grind. It's a long season if you're chasing the Super Bowl.
And last year, obviously, having a bye in week five, it's not ideal. But it's the bye. I understand the concept of it, but it's more luck of the draw in regards to what injuries do you have at that time. And as the year goes on, yeah, you could start collecting injuries and you want to have that bye later on, but it sometimes it's just luck of the draw. Do we have an injury to a key player where if we were playing next week, he wouldn't play, but since we have the bye week and 2 weeks off, now there's a chance he could be back at that time.
There is a randomness to it, to be fair, but last season specifically, I remember because they got the bye so early, how many games and how many weeks with short weeks in there, right? I mean, there was a stretch where they played, was it like three games in a span of 18 days?
Yeah.
And that's with no bye week in sight. That's a really tough spot to be in if you're gearing up to play a 20-game schedule. Or, yeah, 20-game schedule.
They seem to handle it well, though.
So you had mentioned J.J. McCarthy a few minutes ago. There is another schedule leak out there that it's going to be Harbaugh versus J.J. Week 8. Vikings will play at L.A. Chargers. Thursday night football. So we'll all get to watch it. The reunion.
Mm. Woohoo. Okay.
I'm just trying to troll you with Harbaugh stuff.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't take the bait the way I do. Yeah. I'm way easier to just set off. John is much more even-keeled and mild-mannered, and it doesn't work.
What do you think about
John?
Javi out-homering Bregman last night?
God, there we go. And he made a fool of him on the base paths.
Yeah.
He did. Little savvy vet move from Javi over at third base. Yep. Okay, we're going to talk more about bias coming up next. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal, or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, someone who's been in the game and knows everything about the IRS, not a tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What a game. What a call. Dan Dickerson. Deep into the night. One person said he was channeling his inner Santa Claus. Oh, ho, ho. Really getting into it. That was a great game last night. Well before we got the dramatics and extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little better than that. You get Bregman going yard, but then Torkelson answers and multiple lead changes and Javi hits a home run and we're into extras, down to two outs. Sweeney extends the game. I mean, it was great baseball, and then it's a lot more fun when you win.
Uh-huh.
Javi Baez symbolizing everything that this baseball team is. Resilience, resurgence. His story, I still don't fully believe it.
Yeah. On Twitch, I wonder how many people felt like this. I thought that game was over. I'm a bad fan. You're not a bad fan. There were many times where you thought you were winning, thought you were losing, thought you were winning, thought you were losing. Even in overtime, even in extra innings.
Well, but two runs is a lot in extra innings.
Oh, yeah. But it's, I'm curious how many people actually turned it off at some point and then woke up this morning to Javier Baez. Fear Javier.
They need to run with that.
Mm-hmm.
Fear Javier. I mean, they've owned the Javier stuff. They're posting Keegan-Michael Key, and they're doing Photoshop jerseys where it's B-A-Z-E.
Yep.
Javier Baez. He's a different dude. Completely different guy.
Certainly he's heard it. I wonder how much he's buying into the...
Well, there are ticket textures defended on his behalf that we won't just call him his name. Guys, it's all fun.
Have a little fun with it.
And that's the thing is he has transformed his career in a way that nobody expected. This was not one down year. This was not one injury that needed to be fixed. I don't doubt that the hip surgery was helpful, but it doesn't explain 3 years of awful baseball. I mean, he was arguably the worst player in Major League Baseball, and we were begging for him to be off the roster.
It can explain defensively more than offensively. It explains some of the errors at shortstop and his ability to now also play center, play short, play third.
It can explain some power, but it doesn't explain plate discipline.
Right. Yeah. Swinging at things in the other's batter's box. Like it's, and I know you were a big fan of the extended bat meme that he couldn't reach some of those balls he was actually swinging at, but I can't buy into it. Okay. I don't know what the surgery was and how limiting his injury was to what he was doing or trying to do, but I just can't buy into that's why he was swinging at those balls.
It feels like we're living in an alternate reality. Like if you're a Stranger Things fan, like we're in the upside down. Down is up, up is down. I don't know where the like demons are, but Javi has conquered a lot of them because he's now standing in a batter's box much more confident. When he was due up in extra innings, you weren't like, oh, here we go again. It was, here we go again. We get another at bat from Javi Baez. And because Jace Young finally got on base, it set him up to hit the game winner. He has done something I didn't think was possible. I mean, people are chanting his name leaving the ballpark.
Yeah, and I'm certainly in a positive way. We've heard Javi chants before in a much more negative, with a negative tone. But this is celebrating exactly what, this is even more than you thought you were going to get when you signed him. Like he is outperforming right now, currently this year, than almost anything he's done in his career.
He is the best position player on the team today. He's an all-star if the game was today. Wild universe we're living in. How would you compare this to other redemption stories we've seen in the city of Detroit?
So this is a short-term one.
Yes.
And it has the opportunity, obviously, you know, play out much longer. But it's on the heels of three very inept years and the contract that goes along with it. I think one of the other, you know, redemptive stories has to just be the ownership of the Detroit Lions.
Oh, the Ford family.
The Ford family. And it was just sell the team, move the team, get rid of the team. And now with what Sheila Hamp Ford has done since taking over, even when she was the new owner.
So when she took over, they kept Quintricia for an extra year.
They kept him for an extra year.
She got booed thunderously on the Calvin Johnson ceremony.
Lions fans, that drop.
Yep.
As the boos rained down.
She sat there when Campbell was it 1-5 or 1-6?
1-6, I believe. 3-13-1 through the whole season.
And we're going, hey, look, we love the guy, but this isn't going anywhere. And she stood there 10 toes tall and said, we're backing this guy. The Ford family has taken the most, deservedly so, heat in the city, and nobody is talking ill about him today.
No.
That's probably the ultimate redemption story, and that one won't be complete until they win the Super Bowl, but things have changed. Gores, if you want to stay in the owner world.
Sure.
From the comment he made publicly about when you put aside winning while they were in the midst of the worst season in franchise history, to him paying $60 million to fire the coach he stumped for.
Yeah.
The act of, first of all, people don't like admitting they're wrong. Imagine paying $60 million to admit you're wrong. Can't imagine many are going to do that. And his image has taken a 180.
Mm-hmm.
We can collect these. 248-539-9797. That's part two of this. I mean, Baez is the story, but part two is redemption as a whole in the city. Yeah.
And you mentioned him as an all-star. We had some ticket texts early on where this is a no-frills, no-name team. Obviously, Scoobal, Cy Young Award winner, yeah, in the season he's having. That you know, he's excluded from that conversation. But this is a team, if you just looked as, you know, in terms of how they rank at their position for All-Stars. And if you are the best record in Major League Baseball, and who knows what they are at the All-Star break, but
right now they are.
Right now they're the best record in all of baseball. How many guys for a team that is best record in baseball should be on an All-Star team?
You say 4-5 for a team in first place. That feels reasonable.
Okay, who's best at their position? Who would get those votes right now?
So Scooble and Hobby,
yeah,
would be the two I'd start with. Green is not having the year he did last year. Torque is bounced back, and I'd have to look at the first baseman, but he'd be in the conversation.
Right. So you have some guys in the conversation.
You don't have like front runners, you're saying. Or,
right.
Or no doubters. Yeah.
And so it'll be, I'm curious if this continues along this path, how many All-Stars will the Detroit Tigers have?
Brett in Lake Orion. Good morning. What's up?
How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I just kind of want to talk about how I'm just really proud of these Tigers. You know, they had a great run last year and kept it going. You know, had the reemergence of Javier Baez is just great to see. I will say I am partially favored to the Yankees. Like, I do like the Yankees too, and they really benefited off them because they got Canley and Glaber, mm-hmm, and, of course, Trey Sweeney. So they couldn't have done this without them too, but I love what they're doing. I love it.
Easy to like this baseball team.
Yeah. I mean, Doug was on it early.
His favorite
0-3 team.
0-3 team. Yeah, or 1-3 whenever he said it. Biggest sports turnarounds in Michigan and Detroit sports. Ozzy, his second stint with the Red Wings.
Okay.
All right. Jared Goff on the ticket text. Hello.
That's good. Obviously, it didn't start here.
We didn't build the animosity for Goff to the degree we did for Baez or the Ford family. But there were moments of doubt early in Jared's time in Detroit, and I'm guilty of it. I think a lot of people were. Bridge quarterback, placeholder, Band-Aid. He won a couple playoff games. Yeah, his redemption story, it spawned a whole bunch of Jared Goff chants at all the other sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Biggest turnaround in Michigan or Detroit sports, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Both directions.
180, then 180, then 180.
Yeah.
He can't get it done. He did get it done, but he cheated and has a show cause. Uh-huh. 180, 180, 180. It's out there. 248-539-9797. All right. We'll keep collecting some redemption stories. Your follow-up feedback on this Javi Baez story, because it's if you did this remarkable. In a movie, it would be seen as you're trying too hard.
Too much artistic license.
It's too cheesy. What do you mean? He's hitting 300 and playing a new position, and he's got a new name, and they're chanting his name, and he's hitting walk-off
I could
bombs.
Suspend reality, but not to this level.
This isn't real. It's real. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back, now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Okay, so this is a fun quirk. Javi Baez hits the walk-off last night, and we've played the highlight a bunch, and we can play it again in a second. Dan Dickerson says, "You've got to be kidding me." Those same words were uttered on the Boston broadcast as well. Can we go side by side here, Greg? Let's start with Dan Dickerson. Or Nesson, whatever we've got.
I remember it being better than that.
Okay. You want to simulate it?
No. I heard the music on that one.
You've got to be kidding. Here was the better version, Dan Dickerson.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love the side-by-side there because you always hear, like, the home broadcasts, right? It's one is deflated and with all the heroics by the Red Sox, they go away losers. And then you hear Dan Dickerson's call deep into the night.
Belting it out. Dan Dickerson. Great call. Always seizes the moment.
Yeah.
The moment was Javi's last night. Texter says, my friend left 5 minutes before the walk-off. Chris
oh,
and Grand
no.
Blanc. Why?
You stayed that long.
You're already there. It's the 11th inning. The bottom of the 11th at that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Wow.
Okay.
I mean, in previous years, you're thinking, all right, Chase Young and Javi, let's just get to the top of the order. Could we please? Even though Karp was already out. But now, with what he's been able, maybe you thought, well, Javi can't possibly do it twice in a game. And then he does.
And did it again. Wasn't there a report a few months ago that Gleyber Torres used a Yankee scouting report to help Javi? Could Gleyber be the key? Pay that man.
I mean, okay, like, so we ask AJ why. And he's like, I don't know if we could really put a finger on why. That maybe that's another element to it. Who knows?
Well, he alluded to details and attention to details, and you get input, and I don't refute that. Yeah, I'm sure Gleyber has helped him out. I mean, it's funny because AJ could have said, well, it's the hip, but it's more than just the hip. And that's right. Why it's all this stuff that
plate discipline
had to go right for Javi Baez to get right and turn into this ball player, this player that we thought we got way back when. Man, 3 years, it feels like it's more than 3 years of this.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was just, oh, gross to watch in the batter's box.
It was tough.
And now he's leading the charge. Hey, we're going to play our conversation with AJ Hinch. You want to hear from the manager? We'll get to that. But first, Heather with the news.
So after serving more than 30 years behind bars for murdering their parents, the Menendez brothers will be eligible for parole. Did you guys get into all of the documentaries that were out on them and the shows on
some
Netflix?
Of it, yeah.
So, I mean, people have been watching this and really into this case. Well, on Tuesday, a judge reduced the sentences for the brothers from life without parole to 50 years to life with the possibility of parole. So now it is up to the California State Parole Board and the governor, Gavin Newsom, to decide if the brothers deserve freedom. So they're one step closer. And of course, their family, their attorney, called the resentencing hearing a great day. A great day to be a Lions fan if you want to grab some tickets, because tonight, Lions single tickets go on sale. Released at 8 p.m.
Oh, same as the schedule.
Basically, yeah, same as the schedule. Kind of like first come, first serve kind of thing. Yeah. That's how I'm taking it. You'll be allowed to purchase up to 8 tickets for each home game based on availability. And according to the team, seating options will be extremely limited and will be available while supplies last.
It's going to be a frenzy, because even if you don't want to go, people have used them to sell at this point.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, yep. Right. Like, you might want to buy a bunch so that maybe if you do go, you can keep a couple for yourself and then sell other ones. Like, people will be
snapping them up.
Yep. An Arizona man who assaulted a woman at an Auburn Hills hotel was sentenced to up to 60 years in prison. This 36-year-old Joe Del Vera was staying at the same hotel as this woman, befriended her, and then after she went upstairs or went to her room to go to sleep, he got a copy of her key, got into her room, and assaulted her. He then flew immediately back home to Arizona. So he was just sentenced, hopefully, to the full 60 years. Arnold Schwarzenegger's his son, Christopher, has been on quite a weight loss journey. If you've followed him at all, he recently opened up about his fitness, and he says it's been a big process that started actually 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Kind of realized there was a lot of things he wanted to do that he couldn't do because of his weight. He said, you know what? Something's got to change. And he kind of said a lot of trial and error, see what's going to work for him. And he said recently, though, he lost 30 pounds in 2 months when he gave up bread for Lent.
Mm.
That was the big kicker in his diet, giving up some of those carbs.
Processed carbs.
I love bread.
I say bread's great.
I love all things. I love carbs. I could eat carbs. I mean, like, that could be my diet. If it was healthy enough, I could do it.
Is it worth losing 30 pounds if you can't eat the food you love, you know?
Oh, there's many more foods that you can love.
Well, he's got to figure it out and introduce it then slowly. You know, not eat so many carbs, but introducing them slowly back.
It's kind of probably one of those things for him where once you have a little, then it's just a little bit more and a little bit more, and then you're back where you started.
I get that for sure. For the first time in months, egg prices have fallen. So the average price of a dozen eggs fell to $5.12 last month after reaching a record $6.23 in March. So this is, it was the first month-to-month drop in egg prices since October of 2024.
Cool.
So there's a little bit. Still, though, egg prices do remain at historic highs because of this persistent outbreak of the bird flu.
That's still going on.
It is. It sounds like it has kind of died down recently, but it's wiping out massive amounts of the egg laying hens, right? Yeah. So that's an issue. But there's a professor of food economics and policy at Michigan State that says he believes egg prices will continue to fall in May and June. Says the demand is a little less. It's always really high for Easter, then it kind of falls away.
Those hens start laying some more.
And the outbreaks of the bird flu are, I guess, dying down. So that's great. Let's see. Finally, Chet Lemon's family is requesting that everybody who attends his celebration of life ceremony wear red, black, or white. And according to his wife, Gigi, those were his favorite colors.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool. So sad news, of course, his passing on May 8th at 70. But his celebration of life will be held on May 22nd at his baseball facility in Florida.
Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, AJ Hinch. Perfect day to have him after last night's walk-off winner. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you want to be on your weight loss journey, you could get there in as quick as 40 days. Doesn't take 2 months, just those 40 days with Ideal You. And maybe you've avoided being in pictures. Maybe it was over the holiday last weekend. Maybe you're just not comfortable knowing that you're going to have to get into a swimsuit soon. You could be down 40 days, or you could be down 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. And book today. Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. Your weight loss coach is going to take those numbers and those stats, and they're going to talk to you and build a plan, a weight loss plan that works specifically for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures again or getting ready for that swimsuit season. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.